Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Fabiola Fernandez, a religious nun from the Indian state of Goa. She belongs to the Congregation of the Missionary Sisters of Immaculate, popularly known in India as Nirmala Sisters. She is the fifth of eight children born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family. In this two-part interview, Sister Fabiola speaks about her life, faith experiences, her vocation, and her approach to life and mission. Our faithful witness of today, Sister Fabiola Fernandez of Goa, India, shares with us her own faith experiences, her mission, and more. Sister Fabiola, a very hearty welcome to Vatican Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us briefly about you.
I'm Sister Fabiola Fernandez, and I belong to Missionary Sisters of the Immaculate. While in Italy, we are called Pime Sisters, and in India, we are also called Nirmala Sisters. I hail from Goa, that is in India.
Who inspired you to become a religious nun?
Closing my eyes directly, I can say it is the family wherein I got this call to be a missionary. I would say it came to me from my parents. They are the right persons who implanted in me because they were living their life in faith and I could see them how daily life they were taking and the burdens of the day because my family is rather big family. We are eight children and my daddy is a fisherman. My daddy used to buy every year on the auction the ponds. Mm-hmm. I remember two or three at a stretch he would buy. Mm-hmm. And then it is like our pond. And then he was also having plenty of boats. Mm-hmm. He had so many people under him.
How did you join the Missionary Sisters of Immaculate?
Oh, very interesting. In our parish, we have one and the only convent that is existing is the Missionary Sisters of the Immaculate. I, along with my siblings, we used to go for Sunday Mass. And after Sunday Mass, always visiting this convent. It was like a daily thing to go to the convent to help the sisters because recently they had opened this convent in Goa. Mm. And for all of us, the whole parish, this was something novelty. Mm. And the children would be always there in the convent to help the sisters because it was newly built. Mm. And so I, from my part, along with my other siblings, was also part of this convent every Sunday along with the sisters, or taking them to different houses to introducing them to the people and all that. And I remember that every Sunday after the catechism, we would go to the convent and the sisters would explain to us the charism of their congregation. Though I know that I did not understand fully at that moment, but something they were implanting in us, deep within us, and the joy of being a missionary, because there I realized what it is to be, to join in a missionary congregation and what it is to join in a local congregation. Because in Goa we do have a very strong local congregation, the Pillar Sisters. And since I was very much involved in our parish, I used to go even with the parish priest to for BCC and all that, doing little preaching along with him. All that was their part of my life. So at the end, when I decided that I would join these sisters, my parish priest said, no, you should join in Goa because you know the language, you can do much well. But it was like fighting against the waves. I battled and entered into this congregation, and today I am here.
What was the response of your parents?
My parents, my mommy used to pray rosary every day, asking the Lord, take at least one for you. Because we were six girls and two brothers. And I had seen this desire of my parents while I was very small, that at least one. And my eldest sister was the one who wanted to join. But I knew, like, if she joins, all others will be left like orphans. So I am the one who said to her, you don't go. Even if you have the vocation, you should not join. It is me who will go. I found my parents, everybody is happy from that time, even today.
When you wanted to join a missionary congregation, were your parents not against it?
No, because my parents, they live very much the life of St. Francis Xavier. They know that he as a missionary has come, and okay, we have received that faith, and they were excited that one of their child is going to somewhere else, some other part of the world. Only thing they did was they went to the convent and they asked the sisters, what is this congregation, what you do, where you send, and all the details my daddy, in fact, he took, but they were excited somehow that I am going.
You seem to have got a very strong faith foundation. What was your family's faith-promoting practices at home?
Actually, in our time, we didn't have any convent school nearby. So I didn't have the opportunities of going to a Catholic school where we can have little more of implanting of the faith, because we grew in the surrounding with the Hindus. But in my family, I found that my parents, they were living every minute of their life, because it was not easy for my parents in those days to bring up 8 children. And out of these 8, we first 5, up to me, we are girls. So that tension was there. Also, in our studies, my parents never took their hand behind. Whatever we wanted to study, they gave us the opportunities. And I could see the aspect of faith in that, because it was not that they could do and they did for us. But it was like, even if they could not do for us, they did depending on God. Going for Sunday Mass was not because parents were telling we were going, but I don't know, somehow it was there deep within all of us, because we were going every day to school in a Hindu people's school, and so there was no opportunity. But Sunday there was a joy. Whenever it was Sunday, all of us siblings getting ready, going for Mass, after Mass attending the catechism, after that visiting the sisters, and all that was there. We were very active. I found the beauty of my village where we were was, we would ring the bell at 7 o'clock for Angelus, and we could hear all the families praying the rosaries.
Who rings the bell?
There is one chapel in the village, and there is a person who is in charge of that, like sacristan of the chapel. And every day at 7 o'clock, they would ring the bell. The children, even if we are playing outside somewhere, we all would gather back to our families. One thing is very good in my culture is we simply sing every time. So we used to like praying the rosary in singing. And for that, I also like singing, and in my family, we all were in the choir also. So there was joy to come back at 7 o'clock to pray the rosary. I also felt sometimes when there were difficulties in the family, because in normal life, not that everything goes on well. But I found my mommy very silently taking that all as part of life. Okay, my daddy may be a little more joyous in expressing and all that. Mommy is a little silent. But I could see both of them, how they take every difficulty as part of life. never blaming God. I never heard that in my family, blaming God. So that I find even today difficult to say, God, why you did? No, because I feel even something doesn't go well, it is part of life. I think it is there. The faith aspect came to me. This is how we lived in the family.
Thank you, Sister Fabiola.
Thank you also. Thank you to all of you who listened to me.
That was Sister Fabiola Fernandez of Goa, India, sharing with us her faith experiences. You can listen to the second part of this interview next week. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Sister Fabiola Fernandez from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.